A word of warning. Some of the images you're about to see are awesome.
Click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Just a bit outside. Freaks down the floor, jams it! Ho-ho!
Can you do this for me? Every single game, can you do this? Coach, not only will I do it for you, I'll do it for you.
Do it.
Welcome to the Count Pointer Count pregame show. It's time for the recap rant of the week.
There was just something that came over me. I remember rounding first, and I was like, what just happened there? I experienced something beyond what we normally experience, and I did not feel like I actually swung the bat. Well, of course, everybody ran with that.
I don't know why
I do that. All the goof, he's crazy, the end of the world, and all this. Well, when something like that happens to you, you kind of want to figure out what's going on. Then after I retired, all more and more of these experiences started happening. Now it happens every day. I start experiencing these different realms, different planes of existence. And I tell you in the book, I know exactly what I'm capable of doing. And something happened that I didn't do. And I explain this in the book. There was also some talk about speaking with lizards and stuff. You can communicate with anyone, any nature, and that's all that happened there. And to me, that's not a big deal now. I mean, I like to astral travel.
Astral travel. Which is what?
Teleport. You can skip through time. Well, December 21st, 2012 is the number, by the way. Mm-hmm. We will, as a conscious a group, as a 6 billion, 7 billion people, the earth, everything will rise to another level of consciousness, to the fourth dimension. I'm assuming. I don't have all the answers, but I do believe that we will go to another, everything will be better.
Stick around. More is coming up on OSG Sports Radio.
I'm not the first guy who fell in love with a girl he met in a restaurant who then turned out to be the daughter of a kidnapped scientist, only to lose her to a childhood lover who she'd last seen on a deserted island and who turned out 15 years later to be the leader of the French underground.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
But what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-231-7911 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-231-7911. 1-800-231-7911.
Why, Jimmy? Why are you still not renting your movies from the Netflix? Come here, sit down. It's easy. Make a list of movies you want to see and get your first DVDs in the mail in about one business day.
Oh, it is easy.
Shut up. Keep them as long as you want. Send one back in a prepaid envelope, and they automatically mail another from your list. Late fees? Forget about it.
No late fees.
Shut up.
There's a movie waiting for you at home. Netflix. All the DVDs you want, starting at only $9.99 a month.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-909-4432. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-909-4432. That's 1-800-909-4432.
Back and I don't care.
share up. You know why we got more to share up. Got a new bridge shirt that I'm gonna wear up. And written on the back is more to share up.
Welcome to the B Block. B Block, that stands for Blakeney, www.mikeblakeney.com. He's a rental to you because he belongs to us. And of course, coming into this segment, you heard the Let's Go Mark T song from Tito and the Gun Show. It's all over YouTube, and we played it for you last week here on Count Pointer Count. Well, I've got the guys here. Tyler Crawford and Andrew Hall, they make up Tito and the Gun Show. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Yes, no sir. Problem.
Glad to be here.
Yep. All right. You got to tell me the whole story about how you guys started off with this Mark Teixeira song.
Well, to be honest with you, all it was just goofing around, just us hanging out. I invited a couple guys over.
Two or three people
were over there watching the game. Teixeira comes out in the dugout. You know, he didn't get to play that night, but everybody got excited, so we was like, Tyler just told me, we've got to do a Teixeira tribute song. I was like, all right, we can handle that. We'll see what we can come up with. So
I picked up the guitar.
Yep. We just started getting some phrases that rhymed with Teixeira, with all these weird things.
We got on a roll, and in 30 minutes we had it. We just had to organize them all into verses, into the bridge, the chorus. We had to get it all organized, but we did that the next day. But
yeah,
about 30 minutes, And then you did the video.
Yeah, we played it for a couple friends. They liked it, and I was like, well, let's put it on video and put it on YouTube maybe and see if anybody likes it. If nothing else, just show it to our friends. We never imagined that it'd have over 75,000 views on YouTube. I mean, that's amazing.
When did you guys tape it?
One night, about 12:30 a.m. I'd already been asleep. Tyler and a buddy of ours came in, and I looked at him, and I was like, you want to tape it now? And they're like, sure. So we borrowed this lady's camera, 3-megapixel old school digital camera, and we videoed it.
So
that's awesome. And just what is it about Mark Teixeira that motivated you guys to do this?
He's got a very runnable name. Is that a word, runnable?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting because he's a great first baseman. He comes to the Braves. He's going to help us out a lot. But mainly, he was the new guy. We were really excited,
we came
up with a lot of words that rhyme.
Because we wanted to get it straight. We like all the Braves players. I mean, they're
great. Absolutely.
And Scott Thorman, too. We like Scott Thorman.
Yeah, Scott Thorman's cool.
Yeah.
By the way, let me explain to everybody out there. You guys are students at Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys studying?
I'm actually a grad student in physical education.
I am studying nursing right now.
And obviously you guys are Braves fans.
That's right. In Alabama, you have to be a Braves fan. We don't have a franchise, so we grew up watching the Braves, and that's how it is, I guess, in Alabama.
And Andrew.
Yes, sir.
You're going to marry Tyler's sister in a couple of weeks?
That's correct, yes. And, of course, all this was before the Mark Teixeira stuff. but, yeah, in about 2.5 weeks, September 7th, I will be marrying Emily, my lovely fiance, who happens to be Tyler's sister. So me and Tyler will be brothers-in-law, I suppose, here in a couple of weeks.
And you are going to be performing at the Braves game on the 31st against the Mets.
That's correct, in the pregame in the plaza.
And I'm going to be performing it at the wedding. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Not at the wedding.
Yeah, I don't think Emily would be into that.
I would not approve.
No. Are you going to have a bachelor party?
The little bachelor excursion that we had planned is going to be August 31st. We already had tickets, me and my groomsmen, to the Braves game that night. When the Braves contacted us asking us to play, they said, we'd like you to come August 31st. I was like, well, I'll already be there, so that'll work out just fine. We had to invite the girls along, of course, because they want to see us play. But
well, where's the party?
Well, I mean, we're just going to the game, you know, just going to have fun. So, guys, they're not sitting with us, but, you know.
Understood. Well, let's get right to the song, and without further ado, and go ahead and clip that microphone. I'm going to clip the microphone here on you, Tyler. And without further ado, here's Tito and the Gun Show with their tribute to Mark Teixeira.
Hope you like it. Games back and I don't care. You know why we got Mark Teixeira.
Mets are scared because their lead's gonna narrow. Looking over their shoulder at Mark Teixeira. Got a new Braves shirt that I'm gonna wear. And written on the back is Mark Teixeira. We got Fred McGriff back in 93. Anthony's out because of injury. Cheryl smiles because he is happy. And Bobby says, let's go, Mark T. The National League, it just ain't fair. The Atlanta Braves got Mark Teixeira. Chipper and Andrew make a mighty nice pair. Let's make it a trio, add Mark Teixeira. A side effect is mild hysteria. The medical reason is Mark Teixeira. We got Fred McGriff back in 93. Hampton's out cause injury. Cheryl smiles cause he is happy. And Bobby says, let's go, Mark T. Salty to Teixeira is like silver next to gold. What did Cheryl's do? Must have sold his soul. Creatures beware, cause he's gonna scare ya. Throw him a strike now if you dare a. He could probably steal on Yogi Berra. Biggest thing in Georgia since Scarlett O'Hara.
Gone with the wind?
Gone with the wind.
If I were a woman, I'd probably marry ya.
And that's okay, cause it's Mark Teixeira.
That's it.
Good job, guys.
Thank you.
Now, being Auburn, from Auburn, is... Tommy Tuberville, Jeff Lebo asking for their songs to be produced.
Unfortunately, no, we have not heard a response from Coach Tuberville or Coach Lebo.
They're about to print a story in the Auburn newspaper, and so I don't think anybody in Auburn really knows about us right now.
Except our friends. They're eating this stuff up. Yeah.
At least give me a War Eagle.
War Eagle, of course.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that's going to do it here on the B Block, and we're going to debut a new song from these guys. It's a rough cut, whatever.
Like
this is a rough show. They've put together a little tune for their fellow Auburn Tiger, Tim Hudson. And as we go to break, they're going to debut it right here on
Just
Count,
a Star.
Pouring Count. It is a rough cut, as they have mentioned.
Timmy Hudson's a tiger at heart. The Braves are sure to win when he gets a start. Oh, Hudson, a Timmy Hudson. He throws the sinkers a batter can't see. The funny thing, he's no bigger than me. Oh, Hudson, you gotta love Timmy Hudson.
Keep strumming there. Keep strumming again. Okay. J-Dub's Corner is next. More 7 Talk with Gil Tyria and Greg Burton. And they'll join J-Dub in his corner. So stay with us. You're listening to Count Pointer Count.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
I'm John Nelson, one of the hosts here at Count Pointer Count on OSG Sports Radio, and it's that time of year. College football season is upon us. Time for all the optimism in the world to carry you through until your team will not make it to the bowls. Every conference, every college Division I, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. Wilkie, Action, Fell, and I give you all the lowdown on the OSG Count Pointer Count college football special. And, of course, Dan Hawkins knows exactly what time of year it is.
It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! Go play intramurals, brother.
What he said.
The Count Pointer Count college football preview show on OSG Sports Radio and the World Internet Radio Network.
The stadium rocks and swings.
For the best information concerning the fitness industry, join Dave DePue and Tom Perkins on Fitness Business Radio. For more information, go to fitnessbusinessradio.com and listen to Fitness Business Radio.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-331-7525. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-331-7525. That's 1-800-331-7525.
Throw me a frickin' bone here. I'm the boss. Need the info.
Welcome back in to J-Dub's Corner here on Count Pointer Count and the World Internet Radio Network. I am obviously Brother J-Dub. We're continuing on with our conversations with Greg Burton from WTVR in Richmond and Gil Tyree from CBS 46 in Atlanta. Now, guys, obviously this week, unless you're under a rock, you know that Michael Vick pled guilty to one count in the indictment. Something still doesn't feel right about this. Greg, what is the Richmond feeling of this plea agreement coming in after Michael Vick signed it on Thursday?
Well, I think the feeling here, first of all, is one, a little bit of relief, because I got to be honest, I think people are getting a little tired of the Vick story, and with football right around the corner, I think people would actually rather focus on the games instead of Michael Vick and his whole situation. So I think there's one of relief. Certainly Monday's going to be a kind of a circus down at the courthouse. But once the plea's entered and you know, there'll be a little bit of a resolution, because then it'll be kind of out of everyone's – it'll be off everyone's radar until, you know, October or maybe even November, until the judge sentences it.
Now, Gil Tyree, what was the reaction in Atlanta when it came down that Vick pled guilty? Because, you know, it came out, Keon Carpenter talked against it. Fred McCrary talked against it. There was a split group in Atlanta. What was the media feeling when the plea agreement came down?
Well, you brought up two names who are very close to Michael, in a sense of, you know, Keon, who's been not only his mentor but a longtime friend, and Fred McCrary, who was also a mentor and a longtime friend. But I kind of agree the sentiment shared with what Greg just said, J-Dub, in the sense that I think people are ready to move on. I think the Falcons, more than anything, and I think that's probably an indication of them trying to recoup the $22 million that they can go after in terms of bonus money, from the standpoint of trying to get a financial settlement off of this and money wasted, they feel, investment money wasted with Michael Vick. And they were given the green light by the commissioner to go after that because it was in violation of the personal conduct code. So with all that being said, I think that the Falcons, and I think, you know, when Warwick Dunn made the statement, referred to Vick as an ex-teammate, I think that was a strong indicator that this football team is ready to move on and begin the post-Michael Vick era.
Well, Burton, speaking of moving on, Jolly Roger wasted no time. The corpse wasn't even cold yet when he levied the indefinite suspension on Vick. Were you surprised at how quickly Goodell acted?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I was surprised in that it was so quickly, but you know he's got a itchy trigger finger. I mean, he's been wanting to come down hard on Vic since the very beginning, and I think that he was poised to make a decision. Now again, his independent investigation is not complete yet, and certainly maybe a final, more definitive punishment will be laid out once the judicial process has kind of played, you know, run its course. But in one respect, no, because that's been his MO since he first stepped into this role, is that he is going to do what he feels is in the best interest of the National Football League, and he did it to Pac-Man and Chris Henry and everybody else that's come in his crosshairs. And so it didn't really surprise me that the NFL kind of reacted so quickly. I think they knew all along kind of what they were going to do. And we still don't know exactly what the suspension's going to be, but certainly it looks more and more like Vic is not going to play until 2009 at the earliest, if ever again, which is, I think, the big debate right now, as Gil's talking about.
What do you think, Gil? What was your reaction to that?
Well, I think the commissioner, what I was surprised at, and not really surprised, but a little taken back by the severity of the language that was used in that letter. That was a very scathing letter, J. Dub and Greg. I mean, you know, you say that, you know, we all knew that he lied to the commissioner, but the tone of it really, really surprised me. It was almost like you know, a precursor to what I think is going to happen. And I agree with Greg. I think the earliest, and I mean, and I use this in a strong, I think the earliest we could see Michael Vick in the National Football League, if we ever see him at all, will be 2009. I just think this commission has laid down the gauntlet. And I think not only that, but I think he views Michael Vick as a way to get the league's attention in the terms of, you know, Michael Vick's stature, that this type of knucklehead, this type of nonsense is not going to be tolerated. I also find it interesting that in that plea agreement that Michael Vick now becomes an informant for the federal government. And with that, all that being said, isn't it ironic that we see rapper DMX is home in suburban Phoenix, which is really Cave Creek, Arizona, North Scottsdale. We find that raided 12 pit bulls are found, and a cache of weapons in addition to drug paraphernalia found by the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office, headed up by Joe Arpaio. And then the attorneys and the representatives for DMX completely go on the record that they go on the offensive and say, there's no involvement. I find it very, very ironic. I really, really do.
Do you think that was possibly maybe a test saying, we'll accept this plea agreement if the information you gave us is correct about DMX, and they kind of went out there? I guess considering the timing, it is kind of coincidental. In the signing of this plea agreement,
I think so, J-Dub, and more important, like I said, I think that when you agree with the federal government to turn to become an informant, and like, you know, like I said earlier, the coincidence of this is very, very interesting, in the sense that, you know, we've speculated so many times that you know, this goes far beyond the NFL. I mean, it goes into the entertainment community. It goes into the hip-hop community, and there are many who have speculated that. And I just find it interesting that on this day, like I said on Friday, that this would occur.
The egos on this show are larger than they appear. More OSG Sports Radio is coming up.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Anne, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1291. That's 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-909-4432. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-909-4432. That's 1-800-909-4432.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
This is Tommy Palmer with a sports comment for OSG Radio.
Heading into Cincinnati, St. Louis, and Florida, a 10-game road swing. The Atlanta Braves are 5.5 games back of the New York Mets in the National League East race. That's a lot of ground to make up over the next few weeks. 1 week ago this time, the Braves were 3.5 games back. With 38 games still to play, it might be time to start keeping a close watch on the wild card in the National League. The recent 3-3 homestand solidifies the fact the Braves are not to be feared at Turner Field. As bad as any Braves fan hates to admit it, once the Braves get past John Smoltz and Tim Hudson, the starting pitching is an adventure. All of a sudden, Chucky James has forgotten how to get batters out. Buddy Carlisle has been brilliant and terrible, and Lance Cormier did show some sign of improvement over the weekend. Time is running out. The National League East looks like a distant memory, but the wild card is still up for grabs.
For OSG Radio, this is Tommy Palmer.
Do your joints hurt? Do you wake up feeling stiff and achy? Does arthritis slow you down? In Iceland, we think everyone deserves to live without pain. That's why there's a free bottle of Iceland Health Joint Relief Formula waiting for you when you call now. That's right, one free bottle on reserve for anyone listening to this radio station. Just call 1-800-504-8524.
I had some joint pain in my knees, and I don't feel it anymore. It's wonderful.
The arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health Joint Relief is a pharmaceutical-grade pain reliever that diminishes inflammation and pain, improves flexibility, and helps build new cartilage. Unlike prescription drugs with harsh side effects, it has omega-3 fish oil, so it's good for your heart too. We Icelanders live without pain. You should too. Call now to find out how to get your free bottle. 1-800-504-8524. 1-800-504-8524.
Do you want to own a brand new computer and improve your credit score at the same time? If you have less than perfect credit but can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, HP, or other name brand computer. Guaranteed.
Bad credit? No credit? No problem. There's no credit check, so you won't be turned down. If you have a checking or savings account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, you're approved for your brand new name brand computer. Call 866-697-5821. Guaranteed Consumer Funding says you're approved. Give us a call today at 866-697-5821 to have your brand new computer shipped right to you.
Act now. We'll add over $700 in premium upgrades and an MP3 player for free. And with select models, we'll throw in a free printer. So get the computer of your dreams today and improve your credit at the same time. Call 866-697-5821. That's 866-697-5821.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich, very rich, and my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Coming to you from OSG Central Headquarters,
wherever that is.
Nobody's above the law. Just because you're famous in the United States don't mean you're above the law.
If you know you had been involved in it, you should have just admitted it from the beginning. The case has snowballed into something bigger than it didn't necessarily have to be.
It's time for Count Pointer Count.
I believe he can be transformed, but Mike needs a mentor. A mentor of impeccable of integrity.
You do the crime, you do the time, basically. And I think it's unfair for him to feel as though he's above reproach because of his status as being a football player.
Do it.
Now, the host of Count Pointer Count, John Nelson.
She broke a needle, now she can't sell walking and all. I'm just a walking young dog. Well, if you don't know how to do it, I'll show you how to walk and dog.
It's A Block, and what you hear in the background, first off, thanks to the folks at Jocks and Jills in Midtown again here in Atlanta for hosting us for this week. I don't know if we'll be able to get free food out of the deal.
Yeah. Just give it a shot.
Yeah. Wilkie and John here, because Phil's looking at houses, and you will hear...
You'll regret that, too.
No, yeah. You will hear a fantasy football draft in the background.
I feel like I'm in a war room.
You are in a war room, actually. So you'll hear things going on, obviously, but our A-Block topic is the continuing saga of the Summer of Seven. What a surprise.
Shocked.
And... it was just the week for people to be stupid. And so this, in a way, it's almost like having the beginning of the show be the kitchen stink Stewart sink with a different topic.
And you know what I say about stupid?
You can't fix it.
That's right.
So here's a laundry list of folks that we're just going to toss to, just to hear them being stupid. First, we'll start with Roy Jones Jr., courtesy of Sportsnet.ca.
People are cheering against a man over an animal. They want to see this man crucified before they see his career ended before they see an animal. And I was like, it just reminds you of back in the day when they was going to crucify Jesus. They said you can let Jesus go or let this notorious killer go. And the people chose to stone Jesus and let this notorious killer go. I said, just bring back to mind that people want to see bad things. I didn't say he was nowhere near, and he is nowhere near comparable to Jesus Christ. We're not supposed to let a dog come and make us break up and make us turn against and hate and try to kill or have bad meanings and bad intentions for one another. And I just think it's bad, and I don't like to see stuff like that. That's what really bothers me most about it.
Then, Keon Carpenter caught up with Russ Spencer and Amanda Davis at WHGA-TV Fox 5 in Atlanta, courtesy of MyFoxAtlanta.com.
Now the Falcons are following suit, saying they agree with the recommendation.
It's a travesty. I believe it's a travesty.
In what sense, sir?
I mean, I believe that. That's a lot. I mean, because this issue is really not, I don't really believe it's about no dogs. You know what I mean? I mean, you're talking about a guy who has no prior record, no prior history, never been in trouble one day in his life. You know, he made a mistake of, you know, choosing his friends wrong. I mean, but to suspend a guy, try to take his life away, I mean, what different are how we treating him or how y'all saying he treated some dogs? I mean, y'all just stripping him of everything and then saying go to jail and that's going to change everything? I don't buy that.
Let's give some perspective, Keon Carpenter, and that is that you played with Michael Vick at Virginia Tech, are friends with him, and were by his side during the plea deal. You say you all are doing this. Of course, we don't have anything to do with it. It's the NFL commissioner and the Atlanta Falcons. What do you expect to see when Michael Vick appears in court on Monday?
I don't know what we're going to see, what we've been saying, because I was with him on the first time he went to court. I'll be by his side when we go to court on Monday. I mean, you just going to see a whole bunch of nonsense, man. I mean, you know, everybody want to stand and make signs and rally against this kid, but, I mean, I never knew that we were living in a society, and I only been on this earth for 29 years, but I never knew we live in a society where dogs are more important than human beings. So, I'm just in shock, and I'm in awe that, you know what I mean, for a guy that who is a good guy, I know him personally. He's a real good guy, man. He made some bad mistakes, but, I mean, to do all this, we going through all this, wasting taxpayers' money and all this media coverage for this, I think we got some more other issues that we could deal with.
All right, Keon Carpenter, thank you very much.
And then there's Fred McCrary, who seemed apoplectic or on the verge of...
Don't be using those kind of words.
Yeah, we'll look it up. So Fred McCrary was going berserk on ESPN, courtesy of our friends at ESPN.com.
Okay, if you're in that situation, you're a big star like Michael Vick, you're coming through there, you flipped all the fans, the water bottle incident, you don't want another embarrassing moment like that. What would you do in this situation if Arthur Blank, who has loved this guy, as a lot of people say, coddled this guy most of his career, comes to you and say, Mike, you know, probably talking to him like, Mike, you know, are you involved in any kind of way? What would you do? Would you tell him, look, you know what, I'm involved, I need some help? What would you do in that situation?
Yeah, personally, I'll tell him the truth.
Okay, then so...
That's me. That's
right.
Me, though.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not Michael Vick. Of course I can say that sitting here right now,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not in that situation. I'm not Michael Vick, you know what I mean? So who knows what I would say? But personally, I'll probably tell him the truth. Yeah, I'll tell him the truth just so I can cover my butt, so I won't have to tell another lie.
So what was Mike's biggest mistake?
Just not coming out being truthful about it. Being involved, being young
uh-huh.
and dumb, getting involved in something that was illegal. That was his biggest mistake, having millions of dollars. That was, his, you know, and being careless, a little careless with it.
But you know what? I understand he started off when he was 20. You give a young guy coming from the background he came from a lot of money. All of a sudden, he's got a lot of money. And there is no excuse because I come from the same background. I came from the same mm-hmm. kind of culture. But after a while, when do you realize that some of the things you did as a child, some of the players or some of the guys or some of the friends that you ran with as a child, you cannot run with anymore? When do you realize that?
When it's too late.
Why does it have to be too late, though?
Huh?
Why does it have to be too late? What can we learn from all of this? What should we learn from all of this?
What we can learn from all of this is, listen, when you have to cut ties with somebody that's bringing you down,
mm-hmm.
you better do it now instead of later. That's the lesson in all this. And that, hey, listen, you're not above the law, and you're going to pay for it. If you do the crime, you're going to do the time.
Once again, I understand where you're coming from. And, you know, sometimes it just bothers me that we have to wait until the last moment until we have to make an example out of a Michael Vick. But, you know, the media, we have a way of jumping to the conclusion. We did it a lot of times in the Duke lacrosse case. And I know you're innocent until proven guilty. But what's the difference? What do you think of the treatment that he has received through all of this from the media, from the fans?
It's absolutely horrendous, man. Like, you guys throwing this man under the bus 50 times and ran him over with both sets of wheels. And you're steady doing it over and over. How much can a person take? This man is a human being. This man has kids. This man has a mother. You know what I mean? Come on. When is enough enough? What are we going to do to rehab this man? What are we going to do to help this man? Let's not keep beating this. Come on. You guys are just too negative. You know, rightfully so. He done a horrific thing now. What are we going to do to help this man? What are you going to do, Mike?
What
is ESPN going to do to try to help this guy?
Sometimes you just got to keep yourself out of those situations, and it won't be like that. And I understand where you're coming
true,
from. But
true,
before I let
true.
You go, man, when he comes out of jail, of course, everybody deserves a second chance. And we think he's going to jail. We don't know exactly what he's going to plead guilty to. But why does he deserve the opportunity? And we got to remember that playing in the NFL is not a right. It is an opportunity. It is something that somebody gives to you. But why does he deserve the opportunity to play in the NFL once again?
No, it's not something that somebody gives to you. It's something that you earn
well,
the right to play in the NFL. But listen, okay, he's going to, more likely he's going to jail. The Falcons probably asked for $20 to $22 million back. Mm-hmm. He's gonna get suspended from the league. How much more punishment does a person deserve? Good God, come on. You kidding me?
All right, Fred, when you get a chance to talk to Michael Vick, what's the first thing, if you get a chance to talk to him?
I'm going to talk to him.
You going to talk to him?
Say, you know what, man?
Uh-huh.
I got your back, man. You made a mistake. I still love you. You're still my boy forever. That's what I'm going to tell him. You know what I mean? I'm going to support him while when he's locked up and when he's get out. I'm still going to be the same friend I always been to him.
Yeah, so we'll take, 3 minutes or so just to kind of talk about how things are updated. The Falcons now are chasing anywhere between $3.5 to $4 to $22 million of salary.
Depending on your number. And I think they have every right to do that.
Oh, yeah. No question.
And here's why I don't get, speaking of stupid, John, about this whole seven fiasco that's happened throughout the summer.
Well, but it's been a fiasco ever since the beginning.
Yeah, but here's a guy that got life-changing money. And why would he be so stupid
and
to...
pissed it away.
Well...
This is Phil. Let's see what Phil has to say.
Why does he want to go ahead and be poor again?
I don't know. Maybe it's just full circle, that full circle thing?
I mean, what's he trying to prove?
That he can be poor?
I mean, you've got life-changing money... And you want to prove to your boys back home that you're still one of the boys.
And you proved it. You're broke.
And you're broke again.
You're heading to jail.
Idiot.
Well, yeah.
Idiot.
In a way. An idiot. That goes without question. And now the Falcons are trying to recoup. He is going to be sentenced this week.
Do you really think he's got the money to recoup?
No. Personally, I think he's pissed it all away.
He has. And the lawyers are going to...
Take
their
worth.
Cut and idiot.
Exactly. So this block's just been really easy.
It's been a great block.
Seven's an idiot.
I think we reached that conclusion back when we started this one, May, June?
Yeah, April, when the house got busted.
March.
And that's Phil, so we'll check that in the break. And let's see. Do we just want to go ahead and toss the break? Because we're pretty much done.
Yeah, we're done. So we got B-Block coming up.
Yeah, B-Block, and it's a conversation with J-Dub and Gil Tyree of CBS 46, who is busily working his draft. And we're waiting for a third partner. And we'll just kind of be, it'll be like the unknown comic. It'll be the unknown third partner.
I like it.
So
you'll a little mystery.
Yeah, a little mystoire. So Agatha Christie ain't got nothing on us. So when we come back, more on this continuing saga of the Summer of Seven, from the media perspective, even though we're media, it's just more media, when OSG Sports Radio Camp Pointer Count rolls on after this.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? J. Warren Financial can help you eliminate up to 60% of your credit card bills and change your life.
I used to get sick to my stomach every time the phone rang. Thanks to your protection, the bill collectors have stopped harassing me.
J. Warren Financial negotiates with your credit card companies to cut your credit card debt by thousands and take years off your payments.
My credit card companies were the same as loan sharks, charging me 30% interest. And there's no way I'd ever get ahead in life without meeting J. Warren.
Get ready for a toll-free number to receive your free, no-obligation debt relief consultation.
We were both working overtime just to pay the minimum on our credit cards. Now we're enjoying life again with our children.
Call now. 800-381-9629. At least $10,000 in credit card debt is needed. Not available in all states. Call 800-381-9629. That's 800-381-9629. 800-381-9629.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-231-7911 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-231-7911. 1-800-231-7911.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
We're talking to Gil Tyree from CBS 46 in Atlanta and Greg Burton from TBR in Richmond. Now, let's look a little bit at the statement of facts and the plea agreement that actually came out this week. The summary of facts was just admitting to everything about how he was a part of, you know, he didn't really gamble, but he did bankroll it. And all this stuff was admitted, yet the plea agreement only says he's pleading to one count in the indictment. Greg, do you think that this leaves the door open for Buster Poindexter to basically tattoo Vic with a whole bunch of state charges here?
Well, I mean, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. I mean, I think that while people look at the plea agreement and say that, wow, he's only pleading guilty to this conspiracy charge, the, you know, interstate commerce charge, it's a lot more serious than people, I think, can read between the lines. You know, earlier last week when ESPN had the story that he wasn't going to admit to gambling or killing dogs, but when you actually read the summary of facts, I mean, we're just splitting hairs here. Okay, so he didn't actually gamble on games, but it was all his money. I mean, do they think we're idiots? I mean, how silly is that to think that, like, well, I didn't really gamble, but it was my money, but then I didn't take the winnings. I mean, they think we're stupid. And, well, I was standing there, and I probably told them to kill the dogs, but I didn't actually kill the dogs. I mean, I thought the defense actually made a critical mistake, and whoever leaked that to ESPN and gave him that story, it kind of got everybody up in arms about, wait a second, is Vic going to get off? Is Vic going to get easy? Vic's not getting off. It is very serious consideration that his career is over. We still don't know what the sentence is going to be. As far as state charges in Virginia, yeah, they may pile on here at the end, but I still think the feds may do the most damage when it's all said and done.
Well, you look at the federal case. I mean, in the federal court, the defense team, was looking for 12 to 18, and that's what the feds agreed with. But Henry Hudson has long been had a reputation of, oh, that's the what you're recommending? I'm going to add 10 months to this just to make an example of you for this. Now, I just don't think that this is over. I mean, I agree with you, Greg, that some people think, hey, you know, this may not be as bad as it looks, but it's still pretty severe. I mean, let's say you get 24 months in prison, that's 2 years gone. Then if Goodell comes in and pulls a Tank Johnson and then suspends him for longer than that, you're looking at 2009, 2010, and then after, you know, yeah, you can lift weights in prison, but it's not game-type situation, you're going to be rusty. And I don't know a GM in the world is going to touch a guy like that. So, I mean, this is really severe. May not be severe jail-wise, but it's severe career-wise for Vic. I personally think Vic will never put on a football uniform again.
But, you know, the thing about it is, J-Dub, we do live in a second-chance society, and I do believe that there'll be an owner that will, you know, say, listen, 2 years have passed. I think, you know, we are forgiving and in some cases a forgetting society. And if his PR handlers can find a way to rehabilitate his image, and it's going to take a Herculean effort on their part, I think you could see him, I could see him surfacing in the National Football League again. But to piggyback off of what Greg said regarding the state, I think that initially the state and the feds felt like that they were going to work hand in glove to get this thing done. The Surrey County prosecutor, Gerald Poindexter, did absolutely nothing except stonewall this whole thing in terms of not letting people do their jobs effectively. And I think the state and the feds said, enough of this stuff. We're going to take over. And I think from that standpoint, I think both of them have said, listen, we're going to put on the heavyweight gloves here And we're going to really sock it to Mr. Vick, and this is what I see playing out.
Well, just as a shameless plug real quick, if you want to read the summary of facts and the plea agreement as well as Jolly Rogers' letter and the blank reaction, feel free to go to www.onlinesportsguys.com. You can read them all there. Greg, do you think that Michael Vick's upside is going to be enough to persuade an owner to take a chance on him with the PR nightmare that's going to follow with PETA, the Humane Society, and everybody else coming behind him? Is it worth a risk on him 3 years down the road?
It wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. I mean, you know, I'm all for second chances, too. And I'm not saying, I don't think I necessarily believe Vic should never be allowed to play football again. I think whether he does or doesn't is the issue. But, I don't have a problem with an owner trying to give him a second chance 2 or 3 years from now. But, you know, how about Vic get in front of a camera and say, I'm sorry? Could we actually hear from Michael Vick at some point? I'm getting a little tired of hearing from Billy Martin and Danny Meacham and whoever else is releasing these statements. How about somebody actually tell Mike to get in front of a camera and show a little remorse for once? You know, maybe we'll see it Monday. I guess he's scheduled to do a national radio show on Tuesday. But, you know, I'm getting a little tired of all these BS statements that are being released when it would actually show a little bit more, you know, it would show a little bit more genuine remorse if actually he was in front of the camera answering some questions.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting that Billy Martin comes out and says, you know, Michael Vick will apologize to whatever. But it didn't say when, didn't say where. He just said that he would. And I thought that was just enough to kind of fend us media types off, just saying, yes, he will talk, but then just leaves us begging the question when and where. So I agree with you on that
one. Well, from what I understand, that the first interview that he's going to do is with Tom Joyner, who's a nationally syndicated radio host who's also going to do a radio and television interview. And outside of that, they're going to shut it down. I know he's, you know, he may do some local TV. He may do some up in the Tidewater area. He may do some here in Atlanta. But from what I understand, the first interview that will be granted and will be aired on Tuesday will be one of an audio and visual combination with the nationally syndicated radio host Tom Joyner.
Now, Greg and GT, you guys can both speak to this. I mean, I was an assignment editor for 13 years, and I'm going to go after somebody to talk until they talk to me. And it would be so much easier that if Michael Vick just would run the round, say, I'm sorry, then leave. We're going to chase him until something happens. I mean, why shut this down? Why not let him talk to as many people as possible or that he needs to go ahead and start some of that career or image rehabilitation?
I get that they're trying to control the story. They're trying to protect their guy. I get that, okay? But I just think that, you know, and I understand, you know, I'm not saying that's a poor move by having him be on the Tom Joyner show. It's probably a sharp move. They can control it a little bit. I don't know if any restrictions have been put on that interview or not. But I'll say this, have a press conference and just let everybody, you know, I'm not saying they should just let it be a free-for-all, but I'm just surprised that to this point, we haven't seen Mike in front of a camera. I mean, by Monday, I mean, I'm sure they're not. It's not like he's going to walk out of the courtroom on Monday and stand in front of a bank of microphones, although he probably should. But if it was me and he wants to start to repair his image, wouldn't it be a smart move to just get him in front of cameras and just say, I'm sorry, I screwed up, I effed up, I don't know what was wrong with me, and I'm going to seek help, and I'm going to pay my debt, and I'm going to do whatever I can to repair all the damage that I've done. I would like to see that because, you know, the Mike Vick that I remember from Virginia Tech, you know, was a pretty solid guy, and I enjoyed talking to him, and I enjoyed covering him. And I think a lot of people, whether they're pro or con, would just like to see him in front of a camera just showing a little remorse and just saying, I'm sorry for what I did.
But again, you know, Greg, you know, we've known this from day one, and you and I have talked about this. There's too many cooks in the kitchen. I mean, you have Larry Woodward who's going to give his opinion. You have Mom who's going to give her opinion. You have, you know, so many other people. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and I don't know if he gets a clear message as to what the deal is. You know what I'm saying? And that's the big thing in all of this. That's a huge thing in all of this. And you have that problem, and once you have that problem, you're going to have mixed messages, and in some cases, they shut it down.
Well, we look at it this way, guys. Either way, there's going to be something happening on Monday as we're taping this. It'll be, you know, today. And we're going to go from here, and I'm sure that whatever happens – you know, we'll get hopefully some closure, but I don't think that all of our questions will be answered, and I don't think that we'll be any closer to feeling that, you know, I think Vic will be closer to maybe starting his rehabilitation than we will to have all of our questions answered. But, guys, if you don't mind joining us again next week so we continue this conversation, what do you think about that?
You got it.
We've been talking to Greg Burton with WTVR in Richmond and Gil Tyree with CBS 46 in Atlanta. Thanks, guys, and look forward to talking to you next week.
The egos on this show are larger than they appear. More OSG Sports Radio is coming up.